Listener Production.
10 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. A horror weekend for Tasmanian roads. A 13-year-old boy from Rosetta is being treated at the Royal Hobart Hospital after being hit by a car in Rosetta while crossing the road near the Brooker Highway. Meantime, a man's died at the scene of a single car collision on the Tasman Highway on Saturday night. The 45-year-old Oak Downs man was the only person in a car that collided with the fence at the Tasmanian Golf Club. Anyone with information on either incident is urged to get in touch with police. Authorities are also searching for a person who shot a firearm into a house in Goodwood. No one was hurt in the incident last night, and whoever was responsible fled before police arrived. Community services are calling for more funding from the state government as they struggle to keep up with the demand amid the cost of living crunch. They want to see more relief and a stronger plan for the future to better equip them tackling rising inflation. Liberals' Felix Ellis rejecting the claims that community services have been underfunded in the state budget.
The government and the budget has provided more for community support organisations, major new investments in this space, and we've also provided major investments to back the community who are doing it tough with cost of living.
And in a first for Tassie, parents and guardians can now ask police if a person with access to their child is on the sex offender registry. It's one of the upgrades being made by the state government to better protect kids. Steel Sidebottom celebrated his 300th game with ice around his knee and a Collingwood win over the Kangas. The Magpies star was hurt in the opening 10 minutes of the game. Coach Craig McRae says the Pies medical staff have already diagnosed Sidebottom's injury as an MLC tear with scans to confirm how bad it is.
Geez, he started well too. He was on fire early. Unfortunate, but we're still in respect and honour him. I think the doctors, I'll leave that to them to decide, but I think that'll be the truth, yeah.
In the TSL, a massive win for North Hobart, toppling reigning premiers Launceston by just 1 point in a thrilling upset.